to Egypt now, where the government has said January 14 and 15 as the dates for a nationwide referendum on a draft constitution. This new draft will replace an earlier version heavily influenced by the Muslim Brotherhood, which has been banned. Brotherhood supporters vow to boycott the referendum, but another Islamist party called the Noor Party urges Egyptians to vote yes. The Salafi Noor Party is now the only major Islamist political force allowed to operate in Egypt. From Cairo, Merritt Kennedy explains.
At a recent press conference, Yunus Mahyoun, the leader of the Noor Party, announced the group's support for the new constitutional draft. So why is an ultra-conservative Islamist party encouraging its supporters to vote for a constitution that places little emphasis on Islamic law? Party spokesman Nader Bakar says it's because of the political crisis since Islamist President Mohamed Morsi was ousted by the military.
We know that in this period and in this point of time, the whole country is in front of a crisis. So for us to maintain or to keep the state and institutions and to keep peace in this country, this is for us is the priority.
And to prevent further chaos, he says, they have no choice other than to move forward with this charter, even though it bans political parties based on religion. In theory, Noor's leaders can make the case that their party is open to people of all backgrounds. But practically speaking, Bakar acknowledges the draft constitution could threaten the party, made up of Muslim fundamentalists known as Salafis, who advocate Islamic law. The Noor Party won a quarter of the seats in parliament in 2011, bested only by the now-banned Muslim Brotherhood. Noor was the only Islamist party to support the military coup that ousted Morsi. When the coup was announced on July 3rd, Noor Party Secretary General Galal Moura stood beside army generals, top religious figures, and politicians. "We moved because we had to," he said. "We are intent on stopping the shedding of Egyptian blood." Jonathan Brown, a professor of Islamic studies at Georgetown University, says the Noor Party provided an Islamist fig leaf for the coup, but the party has since rapidly lost most of its political influence.
They miscalculated. They didn't understand that this was never going to be a dialogue.
Bakar says it's been a challenge to convince Noor supporters to accept what was a purely political decision that appears to go against their Islamist ideology. The Noor Party has paid a price with the Muslim Brotherhood's decline, he said, even though the two parties differ on major strategic and political issues.
We decided very early to manage losses and to think about the coming 10 years, maybe. There is a kind of threat against parties who are belonging to the Islamic background.
As Morsi's supporters continue to hold near daily protests, Bakar says that the only way forward for the Noor Party is to encourage stability. He realizes that may hurt its reputation and its prospects for the next parliamentary election. But Noor's stance has been welcomed by some liberal Egyptians, like accountant Mohammed Al Sayed. He's sipping coffee near the Noor Party headquarters in Cairo. He says he used to see the Noor Party as the Muslim Brotherhood's cousin, but he's been pleasantly surprised since Noor aligned with the military and liberal parties. But other groups are furious. Brotherhood supporters like security guard Salman, who would not give his last name, feel a sense of betrayal. The Noor Party, he says, has lost all of its credibility, and it now only represents its leaders. Jonathan Brown, the professor, says that because the Noor Party chose to stand by the military-backed government throughout the violence this summer, it has few political options left.
So at this point, I mean, what exactly could they possibly do? They have no other choice but to continue down the path they've chosen.
And in the current environment, he says that path leads to an uncertain political future. For NPR News, I'm Merritt Kennedy in Cairo.